Hello. Hey guys, welcome back to The Corner, hosted by your girl, Kemi. Kemi, I was trying to do like ASMR there, but no. quick disclaimer, yeah. I actually used to introduce myself with my full name, but I'm thinking like, you know, a quick like cute little rebrand is due, because just being a bit more mysterious, like Kemi. Who is she? What does she do? Oh my god. Well, shouldn't we ask what does she do? Because anyways, moving on. That's not why we're here today. Because we're back here to talk to myself. Yay, and for you guys to listen to me ramble on with myself. I'm trying to be funny and like lighten the mood, but anyways, let's get into today's episode. So I titled it Comeback, simply because another joke is pending. I'm coming back. The crowd goes silent. But you get it, right? I probably shouldn't also introduce my jokes as, okay, another joke incoming, because that doesn't make... Anyways, we move. But you know what? This week is also Awareness Week. It's Mental Health Awareness Week. This is a time where we speak up and educate each other on mental health. And for some of us, this week is... it's an opportunity to just open up about our struggles, relate to each other and just help others like come out and know that they have someone that is willing and more than willing to listen, or even going through the same struggles with them and they're not alone. And you know what? I love that. Honestly, I do. But I honestly would have also loved it if it wasn't just 1 week we're doing this. 1 week that we're all coming out, putting it on our statuses. 1 week where we're putting out... poems or anything. I know a lot of people still do that even on other days, but I just wanted to be, it would just be nice if it was more. And I'm talking about myself as well, I could do more as well, but because we all live with this every day and there are different types of mental health disorders. And disclaimer, as y'all know, I ain't no doctor, so I can't talk about each and every one of them, but I can assist, you know, with how to respond to a friend or family suffering with mental health. And one of the things I did for myself when I was going through my struggles, or I'm going through my struggles, still a healing process I'm going through, is I love to isolate myself. And that's one of the, I would say, the worst things to do dealing with mental health. But I think y'all can talk in the comment section as well if this is something that helps you guys as well. But I think it's a thing of, even though we isolate ourselves, it will still be nice that when we look at our phones, or if we're just scrolling or playing games on our phones, like I love to just play games on my phone, just seeing a text here and there from our friends and family saying, I'm here for you. It's really touching. It's a touching message to just receive, for me anyways. And it just reminds me that I'm not alone, even when I feel alone. And also just, this is to friends and family, just be sensitive and provide emotional support, because that really, really goes a long way. Even though it may seem like we're pushing you away, but trust me, it goes a long way. And one important one I know is crucial, is just to give the person time. Give them time to come to you, because when they come to you, they open up even more. And whilst they're opening up, just remember to be sensitive and know that, don't say, oh, you'll get over it. That is that is one thing I know I cannot stand, if you know what I mean. Do get over it. At that point in time, I don't think I'm going to get over it. That's what I'm going through. I'm going through it. I just need support. So I was going back and forth about this. I hesitated really, really bad about doing what I'm about to do, because I've always been told to keep quiet and not to share, or I just didn't find the right people to actually talk to, or even the right outlet to get through things. But it's 2024, there are loads of outlets, and to be honest, this is just one of them. Talking to myself feels like I'm talking to people, because you guys are listening. I hope so. Thank you if you are. So basically, I can ramble for English, so let me just get straight into it. I suffer from depression and anxiety and panic attacks. And it comes in waves for me, but I have certain triggers that I find so hard to control. It takes me to a dark place. I've struggled for the longest time trying to understand, like, what's wrong with me? Like, am I okay? Like, am I just... It got to a point where people, and with what people were telling me and me going back to it, it was like, am I just seeking attention, or am I just trying to play victim or something like that? But it's like, every time I take into that dark place, I try my best to come out of it. But like, the more I try, the more it sucks me back in. And I think that's the worst way to do it. Like, trying to get out of something for other people. You should want to be better and do better for you. And it took me a while to realize that, but I did. I came to the realization that nothing is wrong with me. And it's okay for me to not be strong and to take things day by day, like take it day by day. It's said in the song, one step at a time, like literally one step at a time and you'll make it. I tried and failed with a few things. So I tried journaling. I was told journaling is so good. Like, do journaling. Yeah, I failed. I tried to stay consistent. Let me not lie to you. I did try. I tried for like a week. But it's a thing of... sometimes I just don't know what to write. So I'm just staring at the paper. And I'm just like, what do I put down? Because it's going to be like one line, I don't feel good. Or I'm not happy. Or today was rubbish. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, that was really hard for me to do. So I couldn't stay consistent about that. I tried other few things like yoga, meditation, but I couldn't, it was consistency. So I went through a lot of tried and failed seasons, and I finally said to myself, you know what, let me use what I love doing, which is creativity, which is making things, creating things. So I act. So I was like, you know what, I have a camera, let me just record a few things. And one thing that I found really soothing was just like watching the trees, like when, like right now I'm watching the trees just move. This is just watching the trees like go with the wind, go with the breeze. And it's just like, this is how I want my life, so like in a way to be just moving with the wind, like just be free. I just want to be free and just move. Do you know what I mean? So it got to a point where I just record that, or I'll write poems and I'll just put that as a voiceover on the trees. Which brings me, I actually did that for this week. That should be out on my YouTube channel. I'll put a link to it down below. But yeah, that really helped me. And yeah, I would say do what works for you. And something you know in your heart that you can be consistent with. And even if you go off like maybe a day or two, but you know that once you get back to it, it's going to be something that will be such an amazing outlet for you. So like there's journaling, there's therapy, there's art. Like if you know how to draw, because drawing, I know they say, helps a lot. Writing poems, those are just a few of those outlets for you to like go along with. And you know what? Make your comeback stronger than anything. Because okay, I can't sit and tell you that once you get back, you won't regress. You will. It's going to take time, but make each comeback stronger so that you don't regress or you don't go fall back into anything and get deeper into it. You want to know that you are going to come back to who you are because you're willing and you're working hard to do that for yourself and nobody else. And always remember, guys, do things for you, not for anyone else, because you're the only one that's going to reap the fruits of it. And yeah, that is my comeback episode. Done. I'm so proud of myself, and honestly I'm so proud of you guys. No matter who you are, no matter where you are in your journey, I am proud. I'm a proud mama. Hopefully I can stay consistent with this now. That would be so good. But yeah, anything that you guys want me to talk about, put them in the comment sections below. I do have a few topics that are going to come out, and they're like so good. It's a chance for just like sit down and talk. Like, y'all are going to be entertained because my life is crazy. But yeah, Enjoy your week, guys. Enjoy your day, your night, wherever you're watching it from, and or whatever time you're watching it from. Like, let me know where you guys are watching, you know, listening from. And yeah, thank you for tuning in, and have a great day, guys. Stay blessed.